Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me is Mary Zajac, or at least the spitting image of Mary Zajac.
Oh, that was terrible. Oh, we're starting off badly.
We are indeed. So the subject of tonight's Word on Wine is indeed spitting. And this happened as a result of our trip to Sonoma.
You and Kati's trip.
Kati and I went to Sonoma. Not you and me.
Not you and me.
But Kati was really nervous that if she spit, she would insult the wine people. And I tried to tell her nothing could be further from the truth, that spitting is a part of tasting.
Coming from the business world of wine, spitting is an absolute necessity. When I worked in wine retail, on a very busy day, we might see a half a dozen reps who wanted us to taste three or four or six wines.
At least.
Generally. And if you did not spit, there was no way you could work at all. You would not have a clear head. You could not taste the next thing. But really, to be responsible, you had to spit. When I worked in the industry and I got to travel a little bit, spitting was absolutely de rigueur. I remember being in some wineries, very rustic wineries, where you didn't even pass around a bucket. We just spit into the gravel, off to the side. The only important thing was that you didn't spit on a person, but you just did it. And
or
really,
just dump your glass.
And dump your glass also in the gravel under a barrique, but perfectly legitimate. Now, being a consumer and going to a winery, it's a little bit different. I've never worked for a commercial winery, but I do realize people come to wine tastings not just to taste, quote unquote. They come to drink. So a lot of people are there to have a glass of wine, maybe two glasses of wine, maybe more. And it's really a social experience for them. And it's not really about tasting and evaluating or deciding which bottle you want to take home. We always had bowls available, dump bowls for spitting or for dumping. I think it's a responsible thing to do if you want to taste a lot of wines. But I understand that's not always what agritourism is about.
When you and I were tasting earlier, I looked at both of our buckets, and they are both quite well filled. And that's the only way we can do a decent show for you and still taste wine.
Spitting is an integral part of tasting. And really, it's not even just to prevent yourself from becoming inebriated. It's really helping you focus. You're only taking a little bit. You're concentrating on that flavor. And then you need to go on to the next wine, really. So if you need, in a professional circumstance, to taste 20 wines, you cannot swallow all of those wines.
And if you're a wine tourist and it's 9 in the morning, you might not want to be swallowing wine. You might just want to visit this place, taste the wine, and spit the wine. And you know what? Anybody on the other side of that counter is going to be totally okay with that.
And then buy your bottle for later.
Exactly so. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.